1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We used to do a thing on our show that we had actually just introduced called Phil Hendry's Take on the News. Phil Hendry looks at the news, and I would read the news, and I would make smart, acerbic, wisecrack comments, and we thought about going back to it today, and I said, well, the only thing that's in the news is what's been in the news, and there's no way of being wise ass or sidecracky or wiseacre-y about any of that stuff. So what we will tell you is there's $500 million now for cockpit renovations on aircraft. There are military call-ups. There are orders from the president to shoot down aircraft that stray from their normal paths, from their normal vectors. There are civilians in the Pentagon being awarded, and I think justifiably so, a brand new civilian medal. Those who were injured, those who were killed, a new civilian medal has been minted. According to ABC, the Taliban apparently have asked bin Laden to leave, and bin Laden was actually a member of the Taliban, a former member of the Taliban, was interviewed by ABC saying that bin Laden's been on the move every 48 hours since the attack in Washington and New York because he does fear for his life. As a matter of fact, you might be interested to hear this if you haven't already. Gosh, I wish I had it handy, and I don't. What it is essentially a transcript of, where are all the news stories that I, oh, here they are. It's a transcript of an interview conducted by an ABC reporter of a former member of the Al-Qaeda inner circle, or a former member of the Al-Qaeda organization who had a closer tie or closer relationships with bin Laden. And among some of the things that he says were what I just mentioned to you, the fact that the guy's been on the move for every 2 days. In fact, here's a little bit of the transcript. It says, John Miller is the reporter. Does Osama bin Laden believe that he's going to be killed? The guy being interviewed is Max. That's his name. Yeah, I'm sure that isn't his real name. That's the name they give him. I'm sure that's his real name, Max. Yeah, I'm Max. I'm with the Al-Qaeda. And what's your name? Max Brown. Oh, okay. I thought you cats were, like, Arab. We are. Some of us take the name Max, Ed. It would be a very interesting world if the Al-Qaeda, all the guys in the Al-Qaeda were guys named Steve and Ed and Jim. What if this guy bin Laden's name was Jim Smith? Jim Smith is wanted internationally. All right, stop it, Phil. Does Osama bin Laden believe that he's going to be killed? The answer, yeah, he believes that, sure, that he will be killed by the United States. Miller, and is he afraid of that? Max, yeah, because he doesn't stay more than 48 hours in one location, and he changes cars and buses, so it means that he's scared of the United States. If he was killed by the United States, well, do you think he's prepared for that? Do you think it would make him a martyr? Yeah, but there are other people, his assistant and his other people, his sons. They will all work for the state of bin Laden, yeah. So even if bin Laden were killed, the organization will go on. Yeah, because there's so many other people. They're working for bin Laden. It's not that small of an organization. Then they go on to a line of questioning on how many people work for the guy. How many people are there working for him right now? It's more than 3,000 different nationalities, all armed, all in the camps. Yeah, armed, yeah, and in Afghanistan, but also outside Afghanistan. There is many, many people trained in that camp, and they are working outside the country. Question, in Afghanistan, Pakistan? The answer, Saudi Arabia, Canada, Europe. Then Max goes on to say that bin Laden has an old bus, a Mercedes. It's very old, so when he's traveling somewhere, nobody knows that it's him in the bus. On where Max's class went after they were trained, they went from their training site in Afghanistan to England, and some of them went to Canada, one went to Italy, one went off to Egypt. On the meal that he would serve bin Laden, I guess this guy was his cook. What did he have? Get a load of this. Macaroni. Cheese. Osama bin Laden eats macaroni and cheese? Cheese, yeah. Yeah, he liked that. I think that, knowing that, Kraft should have a special box, Afghanistan only. And you ship it over there, you put it on the shelves. Does he buy his macaroni and cheese in a store? What are we talking about here? Jesse Jackson, as you know, has either been contacted by the Taliban or contacted by Pakistan, or he contacted the Taliban or he contacted Pakistan. But ever since that news came out, man, people just don't stop. They don't stop, man. They've been talking about Jesse Jackson nonstop since that news. Anytime that cat's name is mentioned in association with anything, people go ape. And my belief is this, and my question is this, my confusion is this. So what is it about Jesse Jackson that seems to pose a greater threat to national security than Jim Smith bin Laden here? He's going to go over there, and he's going to rap with these people, and they're going to shuck and jive him a little bit, and maybe he'll get something, and maybe he won't, and he'll come back humiliated. He's an American. He's not going over there as an official. As far as I know, there is no ban on travel to Afghanistan. Is there any ban on official travel to, is there any ban, I should say, on a private citizen going to Afghanistan? If he wants to go to Afghanistan, and he wants to make a jerk out of himself, or maybe make a jerk out of some of the people that have criticized him, what exactly are people afraid he's going to do? Give them the secrets to nuclear fission? Is he going to give them the keys to Fort Knox? Is he going to give them some secret military plan that only he and President Bush know about? Is he going to rap to them about, does he know who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? And he's going to tilt all the betting, and Afghanistan's going to load in a lot of money in Vegas. All that Afghan dough is flowing out of the country and right into Vegas. I don't know what the problem seems to be, other than what I believe it to be, and that is the guy is just a guy that people love to beat up on. And I think it goes all the way back. I wanted to say it goes all the way back to that Hymietown comment that he made, but I don't think that's it, because the Hymietown comment, ill-advised, ignorant, and stupid as it was, the people that don't like Jesse Jackson, they use Hymietown all the time when they're talking to their friends. You know what I'm saying? The cats that don't like Jesse Jackson, they don't like Jews either. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. Adam, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. I enjoy your show, and I'm original from Somalia. I've been here for last since '86, and I really enjoy the Americans. And I've never been in a better place than America. And I will do anything. I wish I had the chance to be where that guy was calling and saying that, you know, he wants to be he's not into the army. I wish I could put his uniform on.
Oh, Jeff Doubter, yeah. Well, Jeff is a guy who said something, I think, cogent. He said, if I was captured by the enemy, I would spill all the secrets, so maybe the army shouldn't have me in there,
yeah,
you know.
I don't think the army, you know.
I got to tell you one thing, though, Adam, okay?
Yeah.
You're in America, and we're glad to have you, man. I want you to know that, okay? And one of the things about America is our media and our entertainment, and I do an entertainment show.
Yes.
Okay? So the guy, that Jeff guy that you heard talking about not wanting to go in the U.S. Army Reserve?
Yep.
That was me doing that voice.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay.
I understand. They probably don't have any show like that in Somalia. In fact, they don't have any show like that in America, but that's what I do.
Okay, but, you know, it's great. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, but moving along, right, okay.
I enjoy this show, beginning to the end. I drive a taxi, and I...
You're a nice guy for saying it. Thank you.
Yeah,
and Somalia's had its troubles, hasn't it? I mean, the whole, the intercession there by the U.S. and the whole, whatever that trip was.
Yeah, but a lot
that,
of people
man?
Were supporting Americans, you know. Just,
that's cool.
You know, a couple of warlords could be anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Even in the United States, you'll find people...
Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild that we still have warlords? Isn't that like out of the 19th century?
Yeah.
Warlords.
I just hate warlords.
It's out there. I hate warlords, too, and I never had to deal with one in my life.
Yeah, and, you know, and this is a great country. You know, I work
Thanks,
hard
man.
For my money. And, you know,
sure
I don't like to be giving anybody, you know, who sits home for my tax money. And it's a great country. That's all I can tell you. I really enjoy the show from there.
Here's a really goofy idea. Why don't you one day... I'm serious about this, and I bet you couldn't get all the other cabbies to do it. Where do you work?
I work from, you know, Washington area. And,
in the Washington area? Here's what I think you ought to do, man. Like, get all the cabbies together in Washington and have them do, like, one day, give everybody a ride for free.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Is that a cool idea? All right, brother.
That'll be a cool idea.
Okay, Adam.
It's a pleasure talking to you. I really
Thank you very
it.
Much, sir. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Okay, pal. Bye-bye. He's a nice guy, but he's new to the country. And when I laid that on him about how I did the voice of Jeff Dowder on that whole U.S. Reserve thing, he was, yeah. But anyway, I think his mind just sort of shut down. I think it just, you know how your mind just sort of locks out information that it can't use when it goes into a state of shock? I think that's what happened. I did the voice of the guy. Okay. Now, anyway, or maybe he knew, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
My very sick friend Andy Ashwood sends the following email. It says here, President Bush and New York Mayor Giuliani have asked that we go on with our lives and unite for a common cause. So let's hit them where it hurts. These hardline Islamic militants believe drinking to be a sin and they cannot stand nudity. They consider it a sin to see naked women who are not their wives. So 5 o'clock tomorrow night, every American woman should start drinking heavily, then around 7, run out of your house naked and weed out the terrorists. Now, the guy that called me from D.C. was saying something about the Jeff Dowder show. See, they're running an hour from yesterday's show in D.C., and they're running it taped, and I would just say this with, and we're, first of all, we're so thrilled to be on in Washington, D.C., but I would suggest that you run the show currently and not run tapes. There's no need to, because I know you're airing the show 5 to 8 Eastern. So you could run at least one of the hours live, and my friend there from Somalia, he and I could have had a more I think intelligent and understandable conversation. But the poor guy is saying about a show from yesterday, and I had to explain it was me doing the voice, and you guys don't know what I'm talking about either, do you? Okay. Hi, Lily. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Just wanted to make a point about why so many of us feel like Jesse Jackson does not have any business in Afghanistan, and that would be that President Bush has made it very clear to our country and to their country that there is no negotiations. If Jesse Jackson has a presence there, their government most likely will believe that our country has a negotiable situation, and we don't. We have made it very clear that we're not going to negotiate, and no one, and especially not a private citizen.
What if he could get bin Laden?
Well, if we have an entire country, 15,000 people searching for bin Laden, with the sophistication that we currently have in the way of military...
Well, they're trying to hide him. They're trying to hide him from us. Well, but what if Jesse Jackson went over there and somehow, through his negotiating skill, got them to hand this guy over?
Jesse Jackson's negotiating skills are definitely not equivalent to others in our nation.
Well, he got two flyers released from Sarajevo. He got another downed American pilot released from Syria that our diplomats couldn't do anything about.
If he does get bin Laden released, he is not, the problem hasn't been taken care of.
Oh, so
there
in other words, oh, I
there
see.
Are legs and arms.
So then that wouldn't be good enough for you, Lily? If he got bin Laden handed over to the U.S., you'd still be mad at Jesse Jackson.
I'm not mad at Jesse Jackson.
Well, you'd still be upset with him.
He should not jeopardize the position that our president has caused our country to have. That's not his place.
I think you're right. I think the president's talked about official status. He's a private citizen, though.
That's right, and he does not. We don't have a right to restrict his travel. That's true. We don't want to start that. But we also
especially to Afghanistan.
Exactly right. He does not have a right to go and represent our country that is in contradiction to the stance that our president has caused us to have.
I think, honestly, that the Taliban can't be so stupid as to think he represents the country. What they're obviously trying to do by this overture to him is to separate American policy from American opinion. And that's a very tactical, propagandistic move to make. And you're probably right. I was just saying, just for grins, what if he was able, because he has in the past been able to find a way when government officials and diplomats haven't been able to. What if he was able to actually affect the handing over of bin Laden? Wouldn't you think that would be good?
It might be better for them to hand over the students that they have there that are American students that they are holding.
No, we want bin Laden. He's wanted by the FBI and by Interpol. There's a $25 million price on his head. The FBI wants him.
Wait
a minute. I thought you were supporting our government, and now you're saying our government law enforcement shouldn't go after the guy that they want to get?
Our law enforcement and our government should, not private citizens.
Oh, so if he could have them turned over, then we should turn him back over to the Afghanistanis until we can get some real guys
together. If they have him turned over, they have removed a minute portion of the entire problem.
So now we're back to the whole thing about it ain't really Bin Laden, it's something else in your mind.
Well,
you just don't want to give me the benefit of saying, okay, Phil, if Jesse Jackson could get him out of there, then I guess it would be okay.
Okay, Phil, if Jesse Jackson could get him out of there, then
Yay!
I guess it'd be okay.
Fine.
Thank you for your time,
All right,
Phil.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye. She's right, I'm wrong. You want to know why? Because I have these conversations with my wife every night. I'm an idiot. I'm just the dumb guy that just drags himself through the door with a paycheck. No, was that wrong of me to press her on that point? Guy's done some pretty weird stuff, and he's done some pretty, interesting stuff that nobody else could do, so I don't know. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How are you, Phil?
Fine.
Listen, I think you got a little bit, I think you're being a little light on why most individuals don't like just yet. I think it's more of a problem if he's just a walking contradiction. I mean, here's a man who has no job, yet he's a millionaire and believes he's entitled for him and the individual.
What job does Billy Graham have?
Let me make my point. Then we'll
there's a lot of walking contradictions. You know, Billy Graham, he have?
No job, yet he believes he needs an economical leg up.
Did you write all of this down? So you want to get all of this out before I can make a point, right?
Let me make my point.
Yeah,
real quick,
okay, get it all out.
He held no political office, yet he believes he's entitled to a position to go negotiate.
Where did you read
all this? Foreign country, but with our enemy.
What
and
website did you get this off of?
Contradiction racially. Here's a guy who believes everybody should be tolerant, and as I do.
Right.
I'm
sure
you
do.
He's a bigoted pig. I mean,
right.
That's all there is to it. Everything he spews.
He's a bigoted pig against Jews.
He's a contradiction.
He's a contradiction. Okay. Now, can I say something? What
sure,
job
absolutely.
Does Billy Graham have?
I don't support Billy Graham.
I didn't say you had to. Asking you. Oh, so you think Billy Graham is a pig too?
I do. You're right.
Oh, okay. You just hate guys that are into religion. That's your trip. Well, then I would agree with you.
Absolutely not.
Ministers
I don't believe Billy Graham is into religion. I think Billy Graham's into Billy Graham.
All right. So you think that most of these ministers that get money from their ministers that, for instance, are supported by the congregations, you think that's all bogus?
I think that if, like the minister of my congregation, he's supported by the congregation to with a means of income that allows him to live a normal life. But I think
what do you call a normal life? Jesse Jackson's got big plane. He's got plane reservations to make. He's got a larger life than your pastor has. He has an international reputation, a national reputation.
Let me give you an example, Phil. Okay, here's an individual that he nor his sons have ever been in a corporate lifestyle.
Okay, you know what? I don't want to hear it. You know, because what you're telling me is, no, you're just going to start giving me examples of how he's too rich for your taste.
No.
That's what you're saying.
Rich,
the guy's too, you don't like Billy Graham for the same reason. Apparently the guy is too high and mighty, and you want some guy that's more neighborhood.
I think rich people are awesome. If they work hard enough to get it, then
well, what makes you think that Jesse Jackson isn't working, man? I mean, the guy has his own agenda that you may disagree with. It doesn't mean he doesn't work. It doesn't mean he's laying around all day eating grapes from the hands of seven virgins.
I was going to give you that exact example if you just take time.
No, I really don't feel like it, because it's a lot of stuff
Go ahead, say it.
I'm an asshole. I'm from California.
I mean, you are so close.
You sound like a guy that's never been to California, too. You sound like you sound like a guy who's been to California for 5 minutes. You lost your job out here. You got your ass kicked and went back to wherever you're from. Is that right?
Absolutely not.
No, I think that's it, Chris.
You know what I find humorous?
That's what you sound like, anyway.
I find humorous that you'll disagree with one of your audience members. Yet refuse to listen to their rebuttal.
You don't
That's
have a
amazing.
Rebuttal, man. You're going to give me examples of how the guy's lifestyle is disagreeable to you.
No, I'm not.
That's what you've been doing for 5 minutes.
If you shut up long enough,
Well,
I'll
listen,
tell you
dude,
exactly.
I shut up for 5 minutes, and I listened to you, and you didn't get it out then. You need another 5 minutes?
His two sons are over a distributorship in Chicago.
Yeah.
Never had any experience in the field. Yep, if it was
there's plenty
funny,
of guys. Hey, the guy that owns the Houston Tech. Hey, the guy that owns the Houston Texans football teams never had any experience in football, has he?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Get your season tickets while they're hot, man. You know what? That guy's he's okay. I can't get the long-winded preamble about the whole thing. He says, "Will you shut up and let me get my point out?" I freaking shut up for 5 minutes, didn't I? Except the part that I was talking over him and he didn't know I was doing that. But other than that, I shut up, I think. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
The book is called Reverends, Ministers, and the Religious Vision. The author is Mr. Robert Greene. He spent 2 years living among the religious ministers and pastors of Hundale, Tennessee, to get a read on them as men and men of God. And he joins us by telephone on our newsmaker line from Memphis. And we're going to talk about Jesse Jackson and the Reverend Jackson's overture, or the overture that he received from or to Afghanistan and or Pakistan. And a good day to you, Mr. Green.
Thank you, Phil.
Question, Reverend Jackson, is he reverend? Is he minister? I don't know what he is. Is he a pastor?
Well, Reverend Jackson, Phil, is first and foremost a reverend, and that means essentially that he is a man of God. And if you think about it, that's just the man that you would want to go over and talk to the Afghans, because they are Muslims and therefore they are religious as well.
Well, I wouldn't call the Taliban religious, would you?
Well, we don't know. We don't know what's going on. The whole thing is it's nuts. Obviously, the whole thing is crazy, and that's why I think a visit from Reverend Jackson would clear things up, because he is a religious. Man, you would agree with me on that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I'm not someone who just trashes everything that he's ever done. He's reached in many ways, over many different issues, many people. So I'm not ready to say that he's not a religious guy.
That's right. And if you look at those things, Phil.
But there is controversy about his visiting Afghanistan.
Well, if we look at the history of Reverend Jackson, he got those flyboys back from. You mentioned those flyboys that went over to Yugoslavia. He got another flyer back.
If we had talked about these are flyers that were down, they were flyers, not flyboys.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, flyboys makes it sound like they were taking a spin in their barnstorming crop duster and they just happened to crash. You know what I'm saying?
All right, whatever you'd like. But he got those flyers back from Yugoslavia. He got another flyer back from the Middle East. He's proven himself very adept, and people don't like that. And that's what I'm saying. The American people, especially politicians, are a little bit jealous of his contacts and his negotiating skills.
Jealous?
Yeah.
The politicians, the American people, are jealous?
I think so. And I think jealousy is a terrible thing. And
well, what would we be jealous of?
We're jealous of his negotiating skills. We're jealous of the fact that as a man of God, what I would want to say for the purposes of your show, Phil, is to reassure the American people that and it's a big if Reverend Jackson went to Afghanistan to talk to the Afghans, I have no doubt that he'd be able to effect some accommodation with the Afghans.
What kind of accommodation are we talking about?
Well, dealing with what everybody wants, the bin Laden deal.
Well, why do you think he'd be so successful?
He's a religious man. Reverend Jackson, and I don't know if you know this, but some of these religious people, and it's in my book, Reverends, Ministers, and Religious Vision, some of the more extreme people, I don't know what you want to call them, kooks, or they're real cuckoo. They get visions of things, and God and the angels, and they see stuff.
Well, how does this, so in other words, a man of God, he has visions.
I think it's possible that Reverend Jackson has had a vision as to where bin Laden is and can possibly shed some light on that.
If he's the kind of man of God and a man of religion that you say that he is, that he's had a vision.
Yes, sir.
Then why does he have to go to Afghanistan? Why not just tell the American government, hey, I know where bin Laden is, and here we go?
Because he would still have to get the Afghans' permission before he went there, because of the whole Pakistan question. So there is a shot that he had some vision, and he knows where bin Laden is, and he wants to tell the Afghans what's what and who's who about all of this.
Jesse Jackson had a religious vision.
That is correct. Or it's possible. That's all I'm saying.
And you base this on the fact that other men...
Yeah, when I lived... For 2 years, I lived among a lot of these kooks.
Lieutenant.
Well, let me ask him, why do you call them kooks?
Some of them are, not all of them. But some of them are a little cuckoo. And if you saw what I saw, I mean, they're real different. So
What is the chance that a man has a religious vision that tells him where bin Laden is living? And you're saying you think this happened to Jesse Jackson?
Most of these ministers and reverends that I've talked to and have talked with are real different. You got to see it to believe it. I mean, I was in a town in South Carolina where a lot of these real cuckoo guys show up and they preach on street corners.
So he goes over there, he tells the Afghanis he knows where bin Laden is, and so they're alerted and they tell him to move.
I don't think he'd do that.
See, what you're saying to me is let's let Jesse Jackson go over there because he has a vision of where the where bin Laden is.
That is correct.
Why does, you know, so he tells them, they tell him to move, and you don't think he'd do that?
He wouldn't do that. He's a religious man. And what you're saying would entail betraying his country, and because he's very religious, he won't betray his country. I know. I spent 2 years among these guys, and some of them are real cuckoo, but none of them would sell their country down the river.
All right, we're with Mr. Robert Green, who's an author. He wrote the book Ministers, Reverends, and Religious Vision. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. It is your contention that Reverend Jackson should be allowed to go to Afghanistan because he has had a religious vision and may know where bin Laden is and wants to alert the Afghanis that he knows this and to hand them over.
That is what I feel, exactly.
All right, 1-800 because he's a religious man.
Because these kinds of guys, and I lived among them for 2 years, and you got to see it to believe it. They roll around. They got these snakes. And
I know all about snake handling. Yeah.
All right, and they pitch around on the floor. They got tents with dirt, and they do a lot of this to throw themselves under the dirt.
As the result of what
of religious visions.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. So he would not betray his country. Why wouldn't he just stop off in Washington then and tell him that he knows where bin Laden is because he just had a vision and he saw it?
Well, I'm surprised you asked that question, Mr. Henry. In other words, he goes to the Pentagon.
Yes, he goes to the Pentagon and tells him he had this vision from God of where bin Laden is.
Well, the first thing they do is get in touch with his wife.
Why?
Because somebody has to legally sign the papers.
What papers?
The papers that would put him in a day room with a soft wall. See, they think he was nuts.
Well, okay, so in other words, they think he's nuts. Why shouldn't I think that you're nuts right now for telling me this stuff?
I lived for 2 years...
Yeah, among the ministers and religious guys of Hundale, Tennessee. I don't mean to be yelling here, but my time is limited. So you believe... So then what are we talking about? Do you think he had a vision? Do you believe he's a man of God, to use your words, nuts and cuckoo?
He would fit the profile, but when you're dealing with men of God, anything is possible.
Well, when you wrote the book, did you know of any of these ministers having religious visions?
You listen to some of these guys preach, it's real different. I mean, it's a good Friday night. If you could get there...
Forget about whether I want to take my wife to see it. I'm asking you, have you known of any of these guys that have had religious visions?
What I say we do, let the Reverend go over there and tell them about the vision he had, and in the meantime, the rest of the politicians and the people listening to your show, get over their jealousy about this thing. Get over the fact that they don't like Jesse Jackson because he's got contacts. He has a way of facilitating certain kinds of people that they don't want to have anything to do with. I got to tell you something, Phil. Jesse Jackson, he gets along with all of these, you know, and I don't mean to be offensive, but whatever, if you want to call them towel heads or anything like that.
No, I would rather we not call them towel heads, okay, even if we're talking about the Taliban.
Well, he gets along with a lot of those people. He gets along with a lot of these nuts that live in China and Africa and all these other places. We don't have anybody in this country that can connect with the people the way Jesse Jackson can.
All right, Bob Green is with us, the author of Reverends, Ministers, and Religious Visions. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. He thinks that Jesse Jackson may have had a religious vision. He knows where bin Laden is because that's what these guys have, some of them, and that he ought to go to Afghanistan and let them know before the U.S. bombs. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
I was looking at, and there's snake handling and stuff like that, and then he hits her forehead, and she falls back on her ass.
All right, look, I want to say one thing. We have Robert Green with us, author of Ministers, Reverends, and the Religious Vision. I'm not here to bash Christianity.
No, sir, I'm not here to do that either.
All right, well, a lot of the things you're saying, they're real kooks, and some of these guys...
No, it's not the religion. It's some of these guys, some of these ministers that claim to have visions.
All right, and Reverend Jesse Jackson, you say, may have had a vision where he knows Bin Laden is, so he's got to go to Afghanistan and tell him about it before America comes and bombs him.
Right.
And the reason why he doesn't tell America is because then they could just move him.
That is exactly right. And what's America going to do anyway?
Well, maybe we could go in and get him. If Jesse Jackson went to Washington and said, I had a vision and I know where Bin Laden is and he's hiding in a cave in this town, we could go in and get him or something.
What, and piss off all the ones that are over there? No. Now, you don't get the way these people operate.
All right, 1-800-449, I don't get the way they operate. You were living with Christian ministers, not Muslims.
It's all the same kind of nuts, though.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Jessica, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
Where did you get your training in observation? If you would have had a degree in anthropology or archaeology, you would not be making such opinions. You would
be wait. This is about religion, though, ma'am. This is not about... I don't know what you said, archaeology and anthropology. This is about these guys that I lived with for 2 years.
And you are describing them so negatively. You're not describing them objectively.
Exactly. That was my point. It sounds like you're putting down...
you should... Ma'am, have you ever seen these guys operate? They fall on the floor, they roll...
Yeah, we got all the falling on the floor and rolling around...
You don't describe them negatively. You observe, you state the fact, you don't opinionate.
Oh, well, we'll get a load of you. What do we got here? Louis Leakey, the third or something? Look.
Louis Leakey.
Well, she's the one that says she's an archaeologist.
No, sir. I asked you where you got your degree in observation.
I got my master's degree, and then I took my doctorate at Dorkin University.
In what?
I got my doctorate originally in a religious study in theology. My master's was in the sciences. It was in an unrelated field.
So you changed your master's, you got your doctorate in something else?
Right.
What was the school?
At Vernon University, which is in Vern.
A man with a theological degree would then observe other people who are religious in nature and describe them in the terms that you are?
What did I say? Kook,
towel heads. You are so negative that your book.
You said they were cuckoo.
All credibility.
No, but ma'am, you got to see these guys to believe them. Some of them are real cuckoo. They're real different.
But you don't describe it that way. You have no credibility now because.
Let me ask you this. Are you trying to tell me that some guy kissing a poisonous snake isn't a little nutty?
Sir, I think all religion is something that is to be avoided.
Well,
but I don't go and belittle people for their practices.
Well, Joe, who's the one that looked at the apes?
Who?
The one that got killed by an ape.
Diane Fossey did not get killed.
She wasn't killed by an ape. She was killed by the poachers who are killing the
apes. What do you think? You think you're another Diane Fossey or something?
I happen to think that in my limited knowledge of how to study cultures and the way people live, that, I think I can do a little bit better job of being objective about it.
And let's say something else here. Her name, she wasn't killed by an ape.
Diane
Fossey, not Fuzzy.
She wasn't killed by an ape.
No, she wasn't killed by an ape. She was killed by poachers she was protecting the apes.
See, that you don't call that nuts.
No, I don't. I find her to be scientific and in touch with the creature she was studying.
Frosty, right?
Not Diane Frosty. Diane Fossey, who wrote the book. She didn't write Gorillas in the Mist. It was a book written about her.
Right.
All right, listen.
Take the Catholic thing. Bread and wine being eaten because they think it's they think it's a guy's body?
You can't discuss mystical things and not have it be emotional.
Right.
You're entering...
It's pretty goofy.
All right.
And my opinion about Jesse Jackson being over there,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but Jesse Jackson has as much credibility as Jane Fonda did in Hanoi.
And what if he had a vision and he knows where Bin Laden's cave is? You find that funny, and yet you call yourself an anthropologist.
In my personal opinion, if he had a vision, I would like to know what his diet was prior to the vision.
Okay, so he's nuttier than two coats of paint, too. Okay, thanks.
Oh, well, look it, man. You're the guy that's saying Diane Frosty and she got eaten by an ape.
That was my understanding.
Well, you got to get some education, man, on what's going
on. Definitely. Big time.
Get a load of the two of you ganging up on me. I wrote a book, took me 2 years living with these nuts, and I come on your show. I have done media all across this country. It's the first time I've been treated this way.
Well, I don't know who you've been doing media on whose shows or for what reason, but you're making some comments here, sir, that need to be questioned and challenged. Thank you very much, Jessica, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Charlie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How you
yes,
doing?
Sir. Fine.
Listen, my first comment is that as an American citizen, I don't feel like Jesse Jackson represents me, and I don't want him to represent me.
Well, why don't you feel that way, sir?
Why do I feel that way?
Yes, sir.
Because I don't agree with his belief, and yes, he calls himself a reverend, but I think we have a man as the President of the United States today that's a lot stronger in his beliefs with God than Jesse Jackson is.
Well, I don't know if you can make that comment. I mean, I lived among these guys for 2 years in Hundale, Tennessee.
Yeah, and they're real different.
Well, they are.
Well, yeah, and everybody that claims to be something doesn't mean they really are, and that's all of us have to have wisdom about these people.
Well, the same thing goes for George Bush, though.
Well,
all right?
Okay.
He claims to be something he may not be.
He claims to be. I think you can see in his behavior, in his words, in his actions, where
he stands.
He claims to be.
When's the last time
Just like you can with Jesse Jackson.
Well, let me ask you this. When's the last time George Bush had a Bin Laden vision? Can't answer
well,
that.
Well, okay.
Listen, I
could come on the radio and tell you that I've had a Bin Laden vision, too, but that doesn't mean I've really had one.
Well, I would ask you to go to the Afghanis and talk to them about it.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Okay.
I mean, look at
it. It scares me.
George Bush claims
that Jesse Jackson is going to be over there talking to the Afghanis about...
The Afghans.
I mean, that,
the Afghans.
What? Whatever.
Charlie,
okay.
You know, you have to get it right. It's Afghan. If we're going to be culturally...
Okay, the Afghans, that
the
he's
Afghans.
Over there... Not representing this country, and certainly not representing the people.
Do you believe George Bush is what he says he is?
Absolutely, 100%. I believe
he claims to be. He claims to be the commander in chief. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
What leads you to believe that?
What do you mean? What leads
what do you
him
mean
to believe?
What leads me to believe that?
Well, you said that he, Jesse. Geez, I forgot his name. Owens.
Jackson.
Jesse Jackson claims to be something he may not be. Do you think that George Bush is the commander-in-chief?
I believe by the power that's been bestowed on him and by his actions and his words that he has been running this country.
You're sure?
Yes, I
You're
do
sure
believe
that.
What
he
kind
is.
Of stupid comment
oh,
are you sure of that?
Sure.
How do you know?
Yes.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Yes, sir.
Because I know.
Read a newspaper. That's how we know. What do
I
you mean he believes?
Paper, watch the television.
I think Bush assumes that he's president, but I don't know.
Okay.
Charlie,
yeah.
My book is called Reverends, Ministers, and Religious Vision. You got to read it.
It's
got stories in there that'll straighten your hair. It'll straighten your already curly hair.
I'm going to read it because I've listened to you for the last 15 or 20 minutes.
Sure. Have you got curly hair?
And I'm very,
right.
You know, that's just my opinion, and I'm
yeah.
going to be totally wrong.
It's all right, Charlie. I think the only cuckoo guy around here is you, Mr. Green.
And I find that very offensive.
Well, you may.
I'm very offended by that.
You may be offended by that. You're asking Charlie, how does he know that Bush is a commander-in-chief, and does he have curly hair? And we started out talking about Bin Laden.
So Jackson has a Bin Laden vision. Neither one of you guys did, but Jackson's a pile. All right, I get it now. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well...
You never had a Bin Laden vision, huh, Charlie?
Somebody comes along and tells you they've had a vision. I would stand
Phil Hendry Show. That's okay.